All right, I was late in getting an outline out. Those who have been around for a while know it's your only chance to be able to follow what I'm trying to say tonight. Please take that outline. And the verse that I'm going to start with in the gospel, and when they, the Holy Family, Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus, and when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please pray with me. Lord God, Heavenly Father, help us to recognize in Jesus what both Simeon and Anna recognized, the Messiah. That Simeon knew that he was laying eyes on the Savior and his salvation, so that when our time comes, we too might depart in peace. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. All right. Leslie and I, are you going to sit back there and hide? All right, I'm going to have more fun at her expense then. Leslie and I are privileged to have, she did the bearing and raising of four children. And I was privileged, although I about passed out on the first one, to be at labor and delivery. I came of age when you could start to do that on a regular basis. And that really was special to witness the birth of all four of our children. Our fourth born was 13 years, the trailer, after our third born, so that not only did I witness the labor and delivery, but almost our oldest was able to drive, had her two brothers down at the hospital, and they didn't see the birth, but you were still in labor and delivery room, I think, when they came in to see Emily, our fourth born. And so they were on hand. And you know, having babies must be pretty common and ordinary, but it never seems ordinary when it's your own. And in the hospital, of course, you only get to stay a couple of days. Funny how with each additional child, Leslie wanted to stay longer and longer in the hospital. Didn't want to come home. I don't know why. I had things well under hand at home. But they don't let you stay very long in the hospital anymore, do they? I remember the decision with the boys, circumcised or no circumcision. They don't wait till the eighth day like it would have been for Jesus and that wasn't much of a decision. Everybody got circumcised then. There was setting up the well care thing. Then I remember, and there's got to be other things too, but I remember we didn't waste much time, people generally don't in our tradition, to arrange for the baptism. And for us, and my memory's not as good as Leslie's, at least she says it isn't. Maybe neither one of ours is, but she always acts like she remembers things better than I do. But I'm wanting to say within a month, 2 months at the most, 4, 5, 6 weeks with the baptisms. We wanted to get home and to feel comfortable and wait to get out a little bit, but we didn't want to wait too long to arrange for that baptism. I wish I could tell you that when we presented our children at the font, that there was a Simeon or an Anna that had a very special prophetic word. No, not really, but the prophetic word was in evidence, and we think that was very special too, but I'm probably speaking to the choir. Baptism, again, pretty ordinary in our tradition and in many Christian traditions, but very, very special for the family and for the individuals. Why am I telling you all this? I love to talk about my family, to be sure. This time around, and taking a look at the Christmas story and taking a look at the text, the utter ordinariness of the whole thing, the ordinary common element really stands out to me. I mean, Jesus was given birth, went through labor and delivery, and if it wasn't for an angelic presentation to some shepherds out in the field, Reminds me of the little boy in the Christmas program that didn't quite get his line right. And he said, and there were shepherds out in the field washing their socks by night. It was about that exciting. They were watching sheep all night. That had to be really keen. If it wasn't for that, there wouldn't have been anyone else around to accompany that birth. Very ordinary birth. Then on the eighth day, we didn't read it tonight, but on the eighth day, Jesus was circumcised according to the law. And that's when they presented the name. Leslie and I had a heck of a time going through, coming up with a name for all four of our children, but we figured it out and pretty much kind of announced it within a short time after the birth. But the eighth day for a male circumcised is typically when the name was given. And then we have on the 40th day, the time for Mary's purification was over and an offering needed to be made. Don't ask me why. I like the Old Testament. I've been through Leviticus, but there was a different period for purification if you gave birth to a boy, and a longer period. We've got two boys and two girls. I don't know what the rhyme or reason for it, for a girl. But at the end of 40 days, you presented yourself, you gave an offering. There's some indication that Joseph and Mary were of humble means because everybody was to give some kind of a sacrifice, but it was scaled down to what a person could afford. And if it wasn't oxen or sheep, you could get by with turtle doves. And is that what that is in here? I got to read that again really quick. Some birds anyway. So she does that, and they present Jesus. This isn't quite the baptism for him, but presented in the temple. This had to be the outer court where both men and women were allowed along with the priest, and there were some sacrifices made for Anna's there and Mary's here, there to hear these words. But this is what Jewish children did. They were presented in the temple. Now, it's a little extraordinary that Simeon, and you don't know how much of a crowd was gathered, but some people must have heard, realized that he was laying eyes on the Savior and that he'd been told by the Holy Spirit that he would see that. I want to read that part again because there really is something special about this. And there might have been a few people to hear this, but it was largely treasured by the parents. Simeon was a righteous and devout man, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ or the Lord's Messiah. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to your people, Israel. What special words that were spoken. And of course, Mary and Joseph treasure these words. But still, where I'm going with all this is it's all very ordinary for the day. And that's what I want to share this evening, because I think the ordinary part of that is what's special. Jesus, the one whom Matthew calls Emmanuel, what a wonderful name for your congregation, which means God with us. Jesus, called Emmanuel, God with us, touches all of our lives. He touches embryonic life conceived in the womb of a woman. Jesus, the one called Emmanuel, meaning God with us, touches fetal life in the womb as it's gestating in the amniotic fluid. Jesus, the one called Emmanuel, God with us, touches life emerging from labor and delivery into the light of this age. Jesus, the one called Emmanuel, God with us, touches infant life and everything that attends to that, the changing of diapers and the nursing at the mother's breast. The circumcision for the male, the presentation to be dedicated to God, the firstborn, especially males, that had to be redeemed in the temple. Jesus, the one called Emmanuel, God with us, touches life and the family being raised through childhood and puberty, being schooled probably in a synagogue and learning the Torah, what we know as the Old Testament, the writings and the prophets. Jesus, the one called Emmanuel, God with us, is touched emerging into adulthood, where he presents himself for the baptism of John the Baptizer and receives his vocation, his calling, the task that God called him to do in his life, and then immediately face temptation from our enemy in the wilderness. Jesus, the one called Emmanuel, God with us, is touched by everything that you and I go through in adulthood, including those things that we prefer not to go through, being rejected, being ridiculed by others, betrayal from those whom we thought were our friends, being let down constantly by other human beings. Jesus, the one called Emmanuel, God with us, even touched the tender part of our dying days through suffering that we all go through, being sickened, dying, and even tasting death. And yes, Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, touches and experiences death and the grave like all of us as well. So common. Jesus, God with us. But of course, we know this also, and this is everything that Christmas points to. Jesus also, the one called Emmanuel, God with us, touches dead life in the grave and raises triumphantly on the third day to life again, with the promise that all who trust in him will share in a resurrection like his on the last day. In every way, Jesus, God with us, touches all of our life from the cradle, no, from conception to the grave, and then beyond the grave. Friends, Simeon and Anna were able to lay their eyes on their salvation. Simeon then confidently declares that he can die in peace. My prayer for you and for myself and for our congregation tomorrow and for Christians everywhere is that we might recognize in this very common life in very many ways that touches every bit of our lives, that we might recognize in Jesus that this is Emmanuel, this is the Messiah, this is the Lord's salvation. So that we, like Simeon, when our time comes, we might recognize that we are his servants and that we too might depart in peace. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. And everyone said, Amen.